Okay, today we're going to begin the fifth parak of Mesachas Demai. We are at Demai Parakei Mishnah Aleph. So we had already discussed exactly what you do when you have Demai, when you buy produce from an Amah Aretz, where the halacha is that you only have to really be mafresh Trumas Meiser, 1/100th of the Tavua for Trumas Meiser, because Trumas Meiser is a Chi of Misa, has a din of Truma Gedola, and you also have to be mafresh Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni, there's no major Hefsin Mamon in being mafresh, because you get to eat it yourself. And we said that some say that in order not to eat it Betumah or outside of Yerushalayim, that's why you have to be mafresh Meiser Sheni. But when it comes to Meiser Rishon, it's not necessary to be mafresh Meiser Rishon, because even a non-Levi is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. It's just a matter of Dine Mamonis, and you can always tell the Levi, Hamotzi Mechaber Alafaraya, bring me a Raya, that Meiser Rishon has not already been taken from this produce by the Amah Aretz, and then if you want, if you're able to prove that, you can take this Meiser Rishon from me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep it. And the same is true with Meiser Ani, and we discussed all that in the fourth parak of this Masechta. However, we said, you are koreshem to Meiser Rishon, meaning, even though you don't have to give Meiser Rishon to a Levi, you at least have to identify what is Meiser Rishon, because the only way to get to Trumas Meiser is by being mafresh, by having something that's called a Meiser Rishon, because Trumas Meiser is 1/10th of the Meiser Rishon. So you can only take Trumas Meiser if you have Meiser Rishon. When it comes to Truma Gedola, you don't need to be mafresh Truma Gedola from Demai, because Amei Aretz, we assume, will take Truma Gedola. So our Mishnah discusses how to be Ma'aser from Demai, and it tells us specifically the din when it comes to bread of Demai that you buy from a baker, because in addition to Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, which are the norm of what you have to be mafresh from Demai, you also have an additional element when it comes to bread, and that is the element of Challah. So says the Mishnah, Halokech min anachtom, if a person buys bread of Demai, that you need to be mafresh not only Trumas Meiser, not only Meiser Sheni, but also Challah from it, Ketzad hu ma'aser. How do you take the Meisros? So note al kedei Trumas Meiser, you take 1/100th of the dough, the Challah, and you also take the amount that you would need for Afrashas Challah, which we assume is 1/48th of the dough. So take those two amounts together, 1/100th plus 1/48th of the dough, which is 3/100ths plus a bit of the entire dough, I mean a little more than 3% of the dough. Va'omer echon mimea mimashe yeshkan, and you should say 1/100th of what I have over here, Hare Bitzadze Meiser, that I'm leaving a portion of what I took from the bread next to the bread, and I'm marking the spot where it is, 1/100th, I'm going to call Meiser, meaning that's what we call the Meiser Rishon. Ushar Meiser, and the other 9/100ths are Meiser, are Samachlo, are the 9/100ths that are right next to this 1/100th. Zesha Sisi Meiser, that 1/100th that I originally called Meiser, Asui Trumas Meiser Olav, is now the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon that I have identified. Vashar, and that which the rest of that which remains, in that which I have separated, in that which I have taken off, meaning the 1/48th that remains, Challah, that's going to be Challah, and that's going to have a halacha of truma. So now this little piece that you were mafresh has the status of a combination of chala and trumas meiser, which all goes to a kohen. Umeiser sheni b'tzvono or b'dromo, and then you identify the meiser sheni in the bread in the northern or the southern part of the bread. You just kovei makom either in the north or the south as meiser sheni. Umechul alamos, and you could be mechal the meiser sheni on money. So essentially what the Mishnah is telling us is that you have to be, there are two things that are going to have to go to a Kohen, and they are the Trumas Meiser and the Challah. Truma Gedola does not have to go to a Kohen, because you assume Ama Aretz was ready mafresh Truma Gedola, so those two things have to go to Kohen. You're mafresh all at once, and you know you designate that part all at once, and you just identify it. You identify that there's Meiser Rishon, but you're allowed to keep the Meiser Rishon. But from the Meiser Rishon, there's going to be a Trumas Meiser that you've separated, and there's also going to be a Challah that you separated. So that is Mishnah Aleph. Once we mention the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Beis is going to tell us how to be mafresh mafrish from Tevel Vadai? How do you mafrish Truma Gedolah and Truma Smeiser at the same time? And it's going to talk specifically about a Kohen or a Levi, where both a Kohen and a Levi are chayiv to be mafrish Truma and Truma Smeiser from their grain. The Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Kein tarimu gam atem Truma Hashem mikol ma asroseichem." So we darshan that atem is elu halaviyim, and gam atem includes the Kohanim as well. It's just that a Kohen gets to keep the Trumas for himself, and the Levi's got to give the Trumas to a Kohen. And therefore, you could say about them that they're Mafresh Truma and Trumas Meiser all at the same time. But Yisrael is not allowed to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser, because Trumas Meiser is Chiyav on the Levi to be Mafresh from the Meiser Rishon that you've given to him. If the Yisrael is going to be Mafresh from that Meiser, he's for being Mafresh from something that doesn't belong to him, and therefore the Trumas Meiser would not be valid. However, there is a Deya in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin that just like the Baal HaBayis has the right to be Mafresh Truma Gedola, he also has the right to be Torim Trumas Meiser. And according to that day, our Mishnah might even be talking about a Yisrael. If you have the possibility that a Yisrael can be Mafresh Trumas Meiser. But certainly a Kohen or a Levi are the subject of our Mishnah. The question is whether it could even be Yisrael, whether there's ever a circumstance where Yisrael would be permitted to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser. Anyway, so says the Mishnah, Harot Zalafresh, if a person wants to be Mafresh from real Tevel, Truma Trumas Meiser Ka'achas, he wants to take Truma Gedola, which typically is 2% on average, and Trumas Meiser, where the halacha is that the shear is 1%, because it's 10% of the 10% that you give for Meiser Rishon, so he wants to take them both at the same time. So, Notel Echon Mishloshim V'Shalosh U'Shlish, he takes 3%, the Tana says 1/33rd and a third, and doesn't say 3 out of 100, because if he has 100 sa'ah of grain, it's easier to divide it into 3 parts, 33 and a third for each part, and to take a sa'ah from each one. So maybe the reason that that's what Tos Yom Tov writes, maybe the reason that the Chum say Echon Mi, it's like when they say Echon Mi Chamishim and they don't say Shnayim Mimeya. So over here also it says Echon Mi Shloshim V'Shalosh U'Shalosh, so it means 3%. It's just the way that the Tanaim tend to express themselves, but they really mean 3%. It's just that normally we always say Echon Mi something, so that's why maybe it says it over here in that unusual way. But anyway, you take 3%, Va'omer, and you say Echon Mimeya Mimashi Yeshkan, 1/100th of the grain that I have over here, Hareza B'tzad Zeh Chulin. The right now is going to remain Chulin, meaning it's going to remain Tevel. I mean, when we say Chulin over here, it doesn't mean that it's already Mesukan. It means that it's going to remain Tevel for now. Vashar, and the rest of what I took, meaning the other 2%, Truma Alakol is going to be the Truma Gedola on all of the grain that I have over here, because Truma Gedola typically is 2%. Now, the reason you say this is because Truma Gedola, you have to be Mafresh by estimation, whereas Trumas Meiser, you're Mafresh with a very exact measurement. So therefore, you first kaveya the makom of 1/100th, and then you say vashar truma, meaning because vashar is an imprecise terminology, whereas echad mimeya is with great precision. So that's what the Shnos Elio explains why you do it in this order. So anyway, once you've already been korei shem to the truma gedola, then you say umeya chulin sheishkan, the 1/100th that I said before is chulin, meaning that the 1/100th, the 1% that's tevel, hareze bitzadze meiser should be meiser rishon ushar meiser. It should be the Trumas Meiser portion of Meiser Rishon, and the other 9% of Meiser Rishon is nearby, just to be Mashlim, the shear of Meiser Rishon. Now, Zesha, Sisi Meiser, that which I've made, that which I've called Meiser, also Trumas Meiser Alav, is going to be the Trumas Meiser on the rest of the Meiser, Vashar Chala, and the rest of it is going to be Chala. So, what does that mean, Vashar Chala? So, some Girsaos leave out that line, and that's probably correct, because our Mishnah is not talking about Hafrashas Chala. Those who are Goris, it are Mefaresh, that since the previous Mishnah had added Vashar Chala, and comes to tell us that, so over here also, comes to tell us that if you want to be mafresh from bread, Truma, and Trumas Meiser, and Chala, so you first take the Shear of Chala as well, and then you say Vashar Chala, meaning when you first designate and separate a piece of dough, you also incorporate in that separation the piece that would be Chala. So that's where it would come from. And as far as Meiser Sheni is concerned, you identify on the north or the south side of the dough, and it's mechulal on the money, and you're not going to have to be mafresh the Meiser Sheni anyway. So again, to summarize what we learned today, Mishnah Aleph taught us that typically when you have demai, you only really need to be mafresh Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, but meaning if you want to be mafresh Trumas Meiser and Meiser at the same time, so you take one thirty-third and a third, and you say, meaning you take 3%. No, I'm sorry, that's Mishnah Beis. I'm getting confused again. I'm sorry. So Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you we're talking about being mafresh Chala at the same time that you're being mafresh your maestros of demai. So we said you take, so again, Mishnah Aleph tells us you want to be mafresh Chala from the and Meiser and Truma from the demai. So you take the shear of Trumas Meiser and Chala. You identify one one hundredth as being Trumas Meiser among the Meiser that's nearby it, and then the other 1/48th that you had designated is going to be Chala, and then you identify the Meiser Sheni B'tzafon or B'darom, and you mechalel the Meiser Sheni on money. And then Mishnah Beis told us that if you want to be mafresh from Tevel Vadai, you want to be mafresh Truma and Trumas Meiser all at the same time, you take 3% and you say that 1% is going to be Chulin for right now, then declare the other 2% as Truma, then declare the 1% plus 9% that's nearby it as Meiser Rishon, and then go back and declare that initial 1% as Trumas Meiser, and then you could say, and another 10% of this dough, wherever it may be, B'tzafon or B'darom, is going to be Meiser Sheni, and you mechalel that on money. Okay, B'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.